This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Sri Lanka, still reeling from the impact of the deadly Easter Sunday explosions, has banned women from wearing face veils. President Maithripala Sirisena implemented the ban under an emergency law. The ban went into effect on Monday. Officials said the move will help security forces with the identification process as the country continues to search for people responsible for the Easter Sunday explosions that targeted churches and hotels. A week after the Sri Lanka bombings, some are questioning whether political rifts led to security lapses. Reuters' Joe Brock reports.
The public here had felt, after 10 years of peace following the civil war, that this was a calm place where tourists were welcome and it was a country changed. Unfortunately, these attacks have instilled fear back into these communities and mistrust with their political leadership. Our reporting has uncovered deep rifts between the Prime Minister and the President, which laid the groundwork for Islamists to strike.
The president has blamed the security establishment, saying they failed to communicate several warnings they had about the attacks. Spain's governing center-left socialists won the country's election on Sunday. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
While the socialists won the election, they must seek backing from smaller parties to maintain power. The country's far-right party rode an unprecedented surge of support to enter the lower house of parliament for the first time in four decades. With 99% of ballots counted, the socialists, led by Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, won 29% of the vote, capturing 123 seats in the 350-seat Congress of Deputies. The new far-right Vox Party made its national breakthrough by capturing 10% of the vote, which would give it 24 seats. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is accusing the United States of trying to bring Iran to its knees and overthrow its government by seeking to thwart its international oil trade. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, appearing on Fox News Sunday, said the U.S. goal is not regime change, but a change in behavior, specifically an end to Iran's nuclear weapons program and ballistic missile testing. Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, who was injured during a shooting at his synagogue on Saturday in Poway, California, shared an emotional account of the incident on Sunday.
My congregation was gathered outside here, and I said, I got to do something. I got up on a chair right there, and I looked at our congregation, and I said, Am Yisrael Chai. We are a Jewish nation that will stand tall. We will not let anyone or anything take us down.
The 19-year-old suspect has been booked into custody on one count of murder in the first degree and three counts of attempted murder in the first degree. Police investigating Saturday fatal shooting at the San Diego area synagogue said on Sunday they believe the gunman acted alone and was not part of any organized group. A second disaster unfolded on Sunday in northern Mozambique in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth as raging floodwaters killed one person and began to cut the region's main city of Pemba from the outside world. Some 160,000 people were at risk, with more torrential rain forecast for the days ahead. Pemba resident Urbai Banu was woken up by heavy rain on Sunday morning. She told reporters that around 6 a.m. local time, she was awakened to find water already up to her knees, and things continued to get worse. This was the first time in recorded history that the southern African nation has been hit by two cyclones in one season, again raising concerns about climate change. Afghanistan's president is hosting a grand council Monday of some 2,500 prominent figures to agree on a shared approach to peace talks with the Taliban, but the gathering instead looks to further aggravate divisions within the U.S.-backed government. President Ashraf Ghani hopes to showcase unity at the gathering, known as Loya Jirga, that brings together politicians, tribal elders, and other prominent figures. Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak has failed in his bid to have seven corruption charges against him dismissed as his trial entered the third week on Monday. And Avengers Endgame has produced some of the biggest box office numbers ever seen this weekend, opening with an estimated $350 million in domestic ticket sales and $1.2 billion globally. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.